Have you ever been told that you were an old soul? Or had one, for that matter? Yeah, listen. Wake up in the morning. First thing, he better thank God for blessing him another day in this existence. Better stay persistent, that discipline to keep you consistent, to practice the ways in which he believes in. So what does he believe in? Well, listen, when all is said and done, more will be said than done, and that's a fact. Yeah, and knowing that will take you a long way, Jack. They told him that. And don't believe this now. In this world, young king, and they won't put on faces like ours. Educate the knowing of your spirit for your mind and your body, and you won't panic in them faces of horror. Now that's a lot to know as a young man, so naive, thinking everyone else would just understand the greats the world can reach if we can just accept our fellow man, the fantasies of an old soul man.
My son went to Nathan Hale in Cleveland, and he signed up for the music class. He came home with a grade of an F. I called the music teacher to ask him why he gave my son an F. He said my son didn't know music. So that meant he did not know my son. A week later, they had a show and tell, and I called the teacher and told him that my son was going to bring his violin. My son played. Teacher sent home a letter, an apology, and changed my son's grade from an F to an A. Then he submitted my son to the Cleveland School of the Arts.
Yeah, Cleveland, stand up, look. Yo, imagine growing in a place controlled by fear, hate, guilt, and shame. Damning anything different, personal lies and the blame. Assuming every assumption got him fearing the game. Got him quitting early, accepting them slavery chains. But man, and I'm out here trying to inspire some change on some spiritual things. I be reading on things, I be saying some things, even living them things. Dealing with these growing pains of the old soul man. Rolling through your city, feeling so good. Knocking like your neighbor, all up in your hood. Cut from a different cloud. They cannot afford me, I give it away, cause the competition's boring. Trust me, life's a rip, but God forbid the rip divorce me. I be flooded with ice or hellfire, get scorched, mate. Yeah, I be schooling them, ain't nothing new to him. It's all been done under the sun, ain't no fooling him. I'm coming for your throne, please believe me. See, look, you had it, then you lost it all on TV. Now cut the talking, all the rapping, all your DJs. When compared to your actions, you're deceiving. Now why you leaning on and off the fence? We blame it on the way they raised you for your defense. Or maybe just the way they trained him, no common sense. They got him huffing on the bench. Boy, you got me bent with all that mugging fronting. I ain't stunting nothing, and I'm so lubby-dubby, and you ain't running nothing. But I'm willing to have grace with my fellow man, cause I walk with the living spirit of the old soul man. Now, in order to accept our fellow man, we must first have grace with ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And until we understand this and practice it, we'll never move forward. May God bless you and the ancestors continue to